Hi, you're listening to Saints Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Enjoy the show.
The way I think about joy is it's not necessarily saying that you're just happy all the time.
No.
But when I think of joy, it's more of like an overall contentment. You should have joy all the time. We're talking about that today. There's like really hard stuff in the world.
Yeah.
Really hard circumstances and really difficult things.
Yeah. And lots of tragedy.
Yeah.
Especially recently. And I don't know if that's just because like social media is all over the world. So it's easy
like,
to see.
The
but
world
I keep
is
seeing
blowing
really
up,
sad
it
things.
Feels like.
Yeah. But I try sometimes to watch TikTok to fall asleep. I literally, cannot do that. Because if you
it's
look
like
at something,
stress
I guess there's like, you know, like loss, like people. Like loss awareness triggers, or there's like natural disaster triggers,
infant
or there's
loss. I get those
horror
a lot.
Things, and I literally, it's impossible. It's impossible for me to just watch some funny videos until I fall asleep.
Or like someone going to the store is like, oh yeah, this guy tried to kidnap me from the store. I feel like I see those like every single. And so it's like.
So anyway, the point is, the world is
it's
really
so
scary, and it
scary.
Is so easy for us to get sucked into this like scared, worried, fearful, dreading. Feeling okay, but let's like pick you out of it right
this
now.
Is the saddest episode
no,
ever.
We're picking us out.
We
of
don't
want to
be.
We're
like,
getting out of it. How do we get out of it? Okay.
Yeah.
Joy.
Why is it so easy to justify your feelings in poor circumstances? I feel like sometimes we're kind of like that. Maybe we just talk about that. But
maybe some of it also has to do with it's. There's part of us that wants to think that bad stuff just shouldn't happen unless you are deserving or someone caused it.
Mm.
And so it's easy to want to blame God or others.
Mm-hmm.
And then in doing so, you're focusing too much on what is difficult and not trying to find a way to get out of it or see what is to be learned or what is good about it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
and
it's
then,
really easy to do that.
Yeah, it can be. And it doesn't have to be that way. I love this quote by President Nelson. He said it fairly recently in the last couple of years. The joy we feel has little to do with the circumstances of our lives and everything to do with the focus of our lives. So the way I think about joy is it's not necessarily saying that you're just happy all the time.
No.
Because life is full of up and downs. But when I think of joy, it's more of like an overall contentment. Like you recognize that you still go through difficult things, but overall you are grateful for what you have. You try to make the best of your situations. And I think that's easier when we try to rely on Jesus Christ and pray and do all of those things to have the Spirit with us. That doesn't mean that we don't go through those hard things and feel negative emotions.
Mm-hmm.
But joy, to me, is more like a overall thing.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you were on a path, right, just like bumpy and crazy and cold and rough, but there's like a light that keeps you going. That's kind of, I feel like the joy in our lives should be this knowing the focus, what like knowing that we're always going towards something that's positive, that there's so much to be grateful for, even though we can feel things that are hard and we're allowed to feel them and we should experience all sorts of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
But that you can be sad and have joy at the same time. I think that's important.
It makes me think of Chris on Parks and Rec. Have you watched Parks and Rec?
Oh, yeah.
He's like this like super happy-go-lucky guy all the time.
Yeah.
And and then he like came with this reckoning that like not everything is happy-go-lucky.
Uh-huh.
And he was like really freaked out. But then he was able to find the balance.
Dr. Richard Nygaard?
Anyway.
Yeah.
But do you know of... I don't know. Do you know any people in your life who are just like, you feel like they just are positive people and can get through stuff?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One for me is my grandma. She was such a good example of this to me. Like she, and it wasn't easy for her. Like life wasn't easy. And I just remember her always being joyful when I saw her. And like she, there was hard stuff, but she always made an effort to make it wonderful for us grandkids. And I could just see that she chose that joy.
one of the people I was thinking of was my husband's grandma too.
Oh, really?
She, I don't have any grandmas left alive, so she kind of is like the one I hold on to now in life. But she, yeah, she's like that too. She's been through so much, but like seeing her has always been, she's always been like a light.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime, I, even when I first met her. So,
okay, we're gonna do a little game, just because I don't know. It's always a healthy thing to do. Let's just talk about positive things that we've seen in the last month in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Since it was your idea, you go first.
Then I'll go first. I have loved the cooler weather we've had in Utah.
Yes.
It's been about in the 80s. We've had rain, and I love that.
Yeah, I'm wearing a jacket.
I know. I even wore my sweater vest. It's still like 88 today, but that's cooler than normal.
My baby just rolled over this week.
Yay.
And she's laughing a lot more, so that's always making me feel happy.
Oh. Speaking of babies, my son, well, he's almost two. He went through this, like, really hard, he was, like, doing a lot of tantrums, and he has mellowed out from those in the last, like, 3 weeks. Not to say he'll never have tantrums again, yeah. But he's been a sweet boy the last 3 weeks, and I love that.
Take knock on wood. Get, yeah. I had to take, so we take my baby to her four-month appointment, and they still are making me fill out those, like, postpartum depression surveys. Mm-hmm. And this time, I was so easily like, nope, I'm good this week. So that was the first time that I didn't, like, even a little bit with some of those questions. So.
Yeah. That's so good. I feel like after, like, 3 months, for me, it was, like, easier.
Yeah.
Your baby's 4 months?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
I went to California this month. And went to the beach and went to Disneyland. And I cannot tell you, I also went to the Taylor Swift concert, which was also really fun.
Wow.
But I felt so much joy at Disneyland. Yeah. I had not been since I was 12.
Whoa.
And I've kind of had like a pessimistic view of Disneyland since, just because I'm like, I don't like theme parks. I don't like standing in line. I think it's all fake. Like, da-da-da. Which is still really good. But like, man, I was like childlike joy when I went to Disneyland. It was so fun.
That's awesome.
Anyway, I stan Disneyland now. Good. I'll be one of those Disney adults. Just kidding.
Not too much. Not the ones that...
Nothing wrong with being a Disney adult.
Yeah, too crazy.
It's awesome.
Yesterday, I was out shopping with my sister, and then my husband wanted us to get some rolls for a dinner that he was making. So I was like, let's just go see if Texas Roadhouse will give us some rolls. Went there, and I asked him for some, and he gave them to me for free. So.
What? So you could just go to Texas Roadhouse and ask them for rolls?
Yeah. I was prepared to buy them, and he was like, no, you're good. So.
Free delicious. Bread.
Yeah.
It does not top free bread. Honestly, free bread is like the top of my joy scale right there. Richard G. Scott gave this amazing talk, and this was the quote he said. Sadness, disappointment, and severe challenges are events in life, not life itself. I do not minimize how hard some of these events are. They can extend over a long period of time, but they should not be allowed to become the confining center of everything you do. The Lord inspired Lehi to declare the fundamental truth. Men and women are that they might have joy. That is a conditional statement. They might have joy. It is not conditional for the Lord. His intent is that each of us finds joy. And I love to think of President Nelson. I feel like he just exudes joy to me.
Yeah.
Because he focuses on the Savior and on the Lord. And I feel like people who do are generally happier. So we just invite you all to look for the good things in your life.
Yeah, maybe
not
write
all
them
of
down.
Life is bad.
Yeah.
Social media makes us feel like it is, but not all of life is bad. There is so much good to be had and to be found.
Yeah. And I think that you should share it. When you think of something that brings you joy, say it out loud. Share it to someone because share it with someone because it might remind them to look for it too.
Yep. As always, we love you all. And
you bring us joy.
You do. Honestly.
All the comments.
All the comments. But we will see you next time. And
bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube.
And you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Bye.